Good evening, Audio Boo. I'm listening to Nuina Palo. This is the last EP that came out end of July. 7 of 12, Rousseau. This song is Rousseau, in case you're interested. I feel a bit dazed. And my band has our first gig for a while. In about 2 or 3 days. We're playing at the Sugar Mill in Stoke. And we last played there in June last year. So I'm excited to go back. And I'm excited to get on stage again with my A-team. I've missed them. Haven't played together probably since All Sager Music Festival, which I think was right at the start of July. I've gotten a bit lost about when things happened. But I've had a nice few weeks. I've had the week before last, I was playing in Matt's solo band. It just feels like when I'm not doing something, when I'm not occupying myself with some sort of endeavour, it feels like I'm just switching off. Which isn't a bad thing, to be quite honest, because up until recently I was filling my head with current events as they came up, and I think that was doing me more harm than good, because it was depressing me beyond my capability to deal. Having said that, I'm very glad to hear reports that the Palestine Gaza war seems to have abated. And I hope that's true. I hope it's lasting. I don't know. I think I'm rambling a little bit at the moment. But I'm starting to think about nudging my YouTube channel back into usage. I used to use it quite regularly, actually. I think, was it every week? I was doing a Q&A series, and I haven't done a John's Evening Ramble for a while. This reminds me of that. But I want to start doing things on YouTube again, so I'm starting to press that back into service. Oh dear. But it's bedtime now, so I need to head up and get myself tucked in and watch an array of relaxation videos, because they are my key at the moment to a good night's sleep. These Nuina Palo EPs are fantastic. This is a song called Blessed, and I'm looking forward to finding what's on the next EP. That's probably due over in the next couple of days, but every EP in this series so far has been a little bit different in different ways, and they're just really immediate. Because the way Nuina's been doing it is giving us a set amount of time to record, to write, and record, and produce 5-song EPs. 5 songs per EP. Sorry, I meant to say. And it's an interesting pressure to put on yourself to write and make a five song EP every month for a year, and what you're hearing at the moment is you're hearing the 7th one, and the quality hasn't dipped at all. There's probably a few songs over all of them so far that I haven't been as keen on as others, but I mean to have a handful that I've not been over keen on, I can't even think what they are, to be quite honest. I need to listen to the last few just to consolidate it, but yeah, there's some tracks that are just going a different direction to the rest of them, but it's great, and it's really exciting, and to think I'm going to end up with about 60 songs, I think, by the end of the year. At the end of this year, Nuina Pala will have released 60 songs. And really good stuff. And I love Nuina Pala's music. I think I've made no secret of that over the last few years, but she's always released things that have been a real comfort when I've heard them, and this year is quite a staggering year for it, really, in all honesty. There's a lot of songs that are really good comfort blankets, I think, in this selection. So yeah, if you liked what you've heard on that, I would get on to Nuina Pala's website and just gather your EPs. They're really, really good. I certainly recommend them, as I always do. But it's now time for me to pop off. So I will do just that. I will say good night, and I hope you have pleasant dreams. Good night.